I want to, just before we move on, and I don't want to make Tara out to be a very bad, ugly person, because she really isn't. And so you say, well, where did you get that from? In Exodus, I'm sorry, in Genesis 31, we find that Tara had some measure of faith. It says in Isaiah 31, the God of Abraham and the God of Nahor and the God of their father. That is Tara. Genesis 31. So Tara, in some way, at least from Isaac's perspective, Jacob's perspective, had some sense of this God of glory. And so Tara was moving in some level of response to the message that was given to Abram. And this makes it even more difficult, because now here is a man who has some sense of response to God. You know, Jacob would recognize that Abraham's dad, there was a God associated with him and his movements as well. So this is a challenge, I think, that, you know, really gets at us, because we can get static and, you know, comfortable in the history of our conditions. What do I mean? We can get comfortable in our traditions. We've been doing it this way all along. And God says, no, I want to take you into something new. I want to take you to the next level. I want to take you to something else. So let's not make Tara out to be such a bad person, but it wasn't Abram. Tara's experience was Tara's experience. But God is calling each of us to experience him in the way that he calls us to experience him. I cannot drive my experience and my reaction and response to the God of glory based on you and your experience or the experience of where I am and my relations. So Tara moved. And Tara, there was some semblance of a relationship with God that Jacob would refer to the God of their father. But that's not what God calls you to. I remember, just to give a practical application of this, is as a younger person, I was, you know, discouraged by the older generation. You know, those brothers, they just talk a good game, but they don't really know what it means to really live the Christian life and to really be supportive and building up and all the things that, you know, yak in the meeting, but outside the meeting, couldn't tell them from Adam. And I got to a point of real discouragement. And a brother's older brother said to me, Mark, the Lord's not going to hold you accountable for them. He's going to hold you accountable for you and his direction in your life. He's going to hold you responsible for how you respond to what he teaches you. And he says, he quoted that verse in 1 Timothy, he says, you be an example of the believer in conduct. That's what Abram's issue. Abram's issue was, oh, dad's okay. Dad's believing this God who called me. But that wasn't the response that God wanted. I have a particular path I want you to take, Abram. And so let's not make Tara out to be the bad guy, because Tara did some kind of response. He left the idolatry too. He walked out. He had some measure of faith. Jacob would recognize that in him, in that history. But the call that God wants for us is to go beyond just what we've grown comfortable with. And there's a real application with regards to a lot of things that we've grown comfortable with, and we forget to realize God wants to take us further.
Can you give us that verse again, please?
Exodus chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31, verse 53.
Are you sure, Mark? Are you sure?
You know, I want to, it's a very excellent point, Brother Mark. And what I was just thinking as you were speaking is this, that when God calls Abraham, he's calling a man that is come to maturity. And one of the most difficult things is this transition from being an adolescent, a teenager, to one who is an adult. And God was calling an adult to responsibility. And sometimes parents, the older brothers and sisters, they may have difficulty in seeing and recognizing that God is now calling you because you're at this stage or a particular place in life of maturity. The question is, are you ready to take up the call? It is a challenging and sometimes frightening thing to even see within yourself or recognize that God is now calling me to step forward. So in our local assemblies, and we have to come back to this because this is where I believe it is seen and it is evident, in our homes, have we reached the point where we recognize that God has led Tira, my dad, my mom, my guardians, but now I am at the stage where he is saying, here's something that I want you to do. And for you to come into blessing, there has to be the responsibility that's associated with maturity. So it has to be Abram, who says, Dad, God has called me to go forward. It's not you, and it's not you to bring the whole family with me. And, you know, this is a challenge in Abram's life because, you know, after Terah, there was Lot. And Lot was there for a long time, and then Abram was distracted, and he had to rescue him and all these kinds of things. And when Abram was moving forward or had the desire to move forward, pitching a tent, setting up all, well, Lot was pitching a tent too. So we have to recognize as adults, who may be young in comparison to some of us who are adults who are a little bit older, that you've reached a point where God is saying, come out from the things of the world. Stand on your own two feet. Don't live on mom and dad's coattails. There is responsibility. There is privilege. You know, we love the privilege side, right? We love to talk about the privileges we have. But along with those privileges is the responsibility of being this next generation that God wants to raise up to be effective for him. And obedience is tied to the blessing. So if I obey and I move out in faith, as difficult as it is, God is going to bring me into great blessing. But if I don't, and in complacency, I think one of the greatest sins of this generation is mediocrity and complacency. We are so happy to just fit in with the crowd. You know, they say in academic circles, today, students are happy with C's. Nobody wants A's. Oh, I don't want to stick out. Well, the very few, well, they're the geeks, right? And nobody wants to be called that. And spiritually, we have that same problem that we don't, as young sisters, as young brothers, we don't want to move into maturity, and obedience gets the blessing.